with Leah B. I am your host, Leah B. Hope you guys are having an awesome Saturday on this rainy Saturday in the city of Detroit or wherever you are. Hope you guys are having an awesome Saturday and all that good stuff. And so we are at episode 62. And this episode is in honor of the 50th anniversary of hip hop. And also yesterday was my third anniversary of when this podcast began. 3 years ago, March 24th, 2020, was when this podcast launched. And the first episode, ironically, was on the history of hip hop. If you guys haven't checked that out yet, it is called Boogie Down Bronx. So if you haven't checked it out, go ahead and check it out. It's pretty good. Well, if I say so myself. But anyway, yes. So this episode is, let's get into it. So this episode is on a clothing designer named Maurice Malone. And he is from my city of Detroit. He was basically the originator of the whole clothing line thing in like the early 90s. So before there was Sean John, Rockwell, FUBU, Inconix, Echo, Fat Farm, and Mecca, it was him. And in the early 90s, also, there was another clothing line called Carl Kandai and Cross Colors as well. So his clothing line and Carl Kandai and Cross Colors were the top selling three brands who basically ignited the whole hip hop fashion blend era, which dominated the youth market at that time. Because I remember I had my first pair of Cross Colors at like 8 years old. I thought I was doing something. The mugs was like, I remember them. They were orange, bright orange, and I thought I was doing something with them jeans at eight years old. It was crazy. The brand that he had was called Mo Jeans, and it designed an iconic collection, which his famous jeans were called. They were logo cuff jeans that basically it influenced pretty much the American top designers at that time, like Polo, and Tommy Hilfigers. They had their own version of hip hop styles, pretty much. And other styles that were popular among that time too were known as chain link overalls, like reflective tape blade runner jeans, and like oversized down jackets and whatnot. And so he pretty much built a solid name for him, creating a line of t-shirts and blue jeans that made him jump from Detroit to New York
to expand his trade. So so let's get into the beginning. So his growing up, he came from humble beginnings. He was born in 1965 and raised in Detroit. And by the time he turned 19, he was living in his mom's basement and spending a lot of time watching like MTV and whatnot. So while he was watching MTV, he saw a hat on the show he was watching and thought, maybe, you know what, I can do this. So basically he copied the simple style of that particular hat, called a jughead hat. And once he created that reduplicated that design, he started making more. And as he was doing that, his friends started seeing what he was doing, and his family started seeing what he's doing. They want to buy it too. So the success of the hats that he made inspired him to create other articles of clothing, which he would create, but really didn't know how to sew. He didn't know how to sew at all. And the only experience he had with a sewing machine was when he was in middle school doing a sewing class that he barely passed. And he says, although I could create clothes, even though I could create clothes, I didn't know how to sew. And basically not for him to give up. He didn't give up, and he ordered books from the New York Fashion Institute of Technology, and basically it showed how clothes were actually made. So he launched his first fashion enterprise called Hardware by Maurice Malone in 1984, and it was a line of leather coats that became so successful for basically all four years. And so all those 4 years he was ready to take that leap to NYC. So once he got to New York, he was on 7th Avenue, New York's fashion 7th Avenue district. And he took that by storm with his leather coats and whatnot. So once he got there, as you know, New York is like super expensive. So he, in order to support himself, he took, you know, odd jobs and basically ate hot dogs and rice for every meal to save money. So once he started saving up, he found a partner to help him finance the label he was trying to create called Label X. It was a clothing line called Label X. It was a clothing line that featured hip-hop styles and boxer shorts. So basically, New York became too competitive for him. His label X failed pretty much. It failed, and he came back to Detroit. So once he came back here, he basically regrouped and opened a whole new fashion venture called Maurice Malone Designs Blue Jeans for Yo. I'm not gonna say the word, but you know what, you get my drift. He put that on washed denim jeans, and then he opened a retail outlet called the Hip Hop Shop to sell his designs and other independent clothing lines and labels and whatnot on the west side of Detroit. So the Hip Hop Shop became the hottest spot in Detroit at that time, and local celebrities and DJs would come to this store, and he would actually have dance parties there as well. So while he was still here, he was working in his mom's basement. He built the Malone Designs into a multi-million dollar business. So by the time he moved back to New York, it was like the late 90s. So it was like 96 when he moved back here. I mean, back to NYC. And by the time he moved back to NYC, his sales reached 2 million. And the men's line debuted in 1997 to awesome reviews. By 1998, he spent over $500,000 on an ad campaign that prompted. So the ad campaign was called, "Ask any designer who makes the world's best jeans. There are a lot of jeans coming out." And which was reminiscent to what he was trying to create in the early 90s. So through his success here in Michigan, his designs were kind of funky urban designs, and he wanted to reach beyond the hip-hop label. So he worked with this guy named Tom Smith, and he designed his first tailored suit, and it became successful once he went into the fancy, you know, fancy professional look clothing and whatnot. It became successful for him, and he says a few designers have been able to marry hip hop flavor and designer fashion as successfully as Mr. Malone says. His fashion critic, Conscious C.R. White, said in the New York Times. He was considered one of New York's fashion stars. He was nominated actually for a prestigious Perry Ellis Award. It was called the Perry Ellis Men's Designer of the Year Award by the Council of Fashion Designers of America. And by 1999, he unveiled his 1999 men's line and his first ever women's collection at the same fashion show that he had the Council of Fashion Designers of America fashion show. And while he was on that show, it led to unavailable comparisons of the two. So Miss White had wrote on the in the New York Times, basically she was saying his streetwear influences upgraded to a historical workmanship. So he paid homage to the Gorillaz. So it was the Gorillaz, like military and urban sorts. So the models that he would use for the women's line had a tough urban accessories over like, so basically the women's line was kind of like a military-ish in a way. So they would dress up. They had like this whole military vibe with with kilt dresses pretty much. And so she was saying that the women's line was glittery, had glittery dresses, and it was very feminine styles as well. And during that time, by 99, he did another business step, and he started a record label. And the record label was called Hostile Takeover Records with his friend Scott Goldfingers and another guy named Mark Kitchen. So they went to the same high school together. The group that they signed to his record label was called Bags, Bullets, Gunsmoke. They were a Harlem rap group. And the guy, Proof, he's a local Detroit rapper who, like, he was part of Eminem's crew, if you didn't know. Part of Eminem's crew, he passed away in, 2006? Because I remember that. I was, in college. And, yeah, he had passed away. So he was on there. And at that time, he was a freestyle rapper. And he was Eminem's boy. And another guy that was on there, he was an R&B singer named Gary Guns. And Alan Light of the Spin magazine, he said, said that they can predict what the youth will wear before they wear it and hear it before they hear it. An amateur DJ since his high school days, and for him, fashion and music go hand in hand. And he says, I decided that when my clothes become successful, I made some money. It would be easier to spin off to music, he said. He told DNR magazine. And by 2000, he debuted his women's line at an exclusive nightclub in Detroit. And it was called Maurice Designs again. It was basically a women's line of sportswear, which emphasized, style and comfort. And for the materials for the designs, he would use soft lambskins, buttery leathers, neutral tones to tailor his form-fitting designs. So basically, every piece was finished with his signature wide cuff, like in a French cuff. So in fall of 2000 marked the debut of his higher end Italian made jeans line called Maurice Malone Platinum Collection, which sold for $100 to $190 per piece. So sales for the women's line were projected to be $8.5 million for in 2000. So by 2001, he revamped and made another. He had a chrome logo plate, which was known as Mo Jeans Denim Deluxe. So, yeah, so this episode, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was kind of short and sweet and whatnot. And I just wanted to discuss him because you don't really hear many Detroit artists like. We get a bad rap pretty much. And people who came from my city are like truly talented. Besides Big Sean, a lot of people came out of here. We were Milktown, for goodness sake. So, but it's just like, we don't get a good rap. So I just decided to do an episode on him. So hope you guys enjoy this episode. Hope you guys have an awesome Saturday. If you want to keep up with the podcast, all social media, In the Mix with Leah B on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and on YouTube as well. I'm still trying to figure out the whole YouTube thing, so yeah, y'all can subscribe if you want to. So I'm still trying to get the whole YouTube channel thing together. So, and also want to check out In the Mix with Leah B website, inthemixwithleahb.com, and the merch. I'm still trying to figure out the whole merch thing, so bear with me on that. So anyway, y'all, hope you guys have an awesome weekend. Happy Saturday to all of you. Y'all be blessed. All right, y'all. Peace and love.